Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. How are you all doing today? We are 3 months into the new year when we all set our workout and nutrition resolutions, and I wanted to update you where I am with mine. So I always put on 5 to 6 pounds around Christmas. I know it's not a lot, but it's enough to make my clothes not fit. I feel bloated and I needed to do something about it. And when I was younger, I would cut the carbs for a week and do cardio for a few days, and boom, the extra weight would be magically gone. Now that I'm a bit older, I have to try a lot harder. So when we were back in the new year, my husband and I went to a nutritionist, and we both went on a nutrition plan to achieve our ideal weight. He went on a high-protein, high-fat diet, and I went into a high-protein, low-fat diet. I've always been super healthy and I've always been eating a lot of good quality protein and good fats. But if I'm honest, I was just eating too much. It's all great to have healthy fats, but instead of having a handful of nuts for a snack, I would eat the whole bag. I am very much of an emotional eater and I use food to feel good. And that's how I piled up the pounds. I do exercise, as you know, and I've talked about it in previous podcasts, but I do find that exercise on its own, it doesn't help to change your weight. Exercise and nutrition go hand in hand. So I'm gonna go through my daily food diary since I started this diet. So I've been doing this for about 12 weeks now. And what I found is that I started really well. I saw some weight loss of about like a pound and a half within the first month, which I know it's not a lot, but I don't deprive myself. And then I had a point that I kind of started substituting bits and pieces and kind of not following the diet as I should have, and then went slightly up again. So then one day I said, okay, now I'm starting again and I'm going to follow the plan to the T. And when I went back to it and followed it correctly, then I started losing a little bit more. So in terms of my daily food diary, I'm going to go through what I do. And I know this is not for everyone. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not advising anyone to follow this. I'm just sharing with you what I do. So in the morning, I make sure I have a protein-based breakfast. It could be a couple of boiled eggs or egg whites with spinach. I also lately have started eating a lot of broccoli, boiled broccoli. It's packed with nutrients. And I know a lot of people drink juices, but I find that juices are loaded with sugar and they have a lot of like apple juice in it or fruit juices, And I'd much rather just get my vitamins from real greens. And actually, as I'm eating the broccoli, it just gives me a sense of being full because it's real food. So I'm more into having boiled vegetables with my food rather than have juices. So I have some sort of green vegetables with my breakfast. So it's egg or egg whites with broccoli or spinach. Sometimes if I am not that hungry, I will have a chocolate protein shake and I will have my broccoli as well. I could also have a fat-free Greek yogurt with berries and some cinnamon. And what I do in the morning, I make an extra protein shake that I take with me at work. I leave it in the fridge and I have it at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I feel like I need a little boost. So I prepare my snack in the morning and I take it with me. I find that it's easy to prepare it in the morning and I have it ready because we all know about 3 in the afternoon, you know, a couple of hours after lunch, this is a time that we all indulge. So I want to be ready and I want to avoid resisting any temptations because we always have some sort of cake at the office, it's someone's birthday or someone's celebrating something. So there's always some sort of cake or muffins or chocolate in the office and I want to avoid having it. So I always have my snack with me. So I have my breakfast and then I have a snack at around 11 a.m. because I really get hungry. In terms of snack, what I have, it's again some protein. It could be some turkey slices, a cheese, a handful of nuts. I have to have something mid-morning or then I go crazy and I would overeat at lunch. My lunch is protein and salad and I get lunch from somewhere near the office. It could be like a Marks & Spencer or Waitrose and I could get some chicken with a salad or I could get some shrimp, turkey again, generally some good quality low-fat protein. I avoid red meat. I could eat red meat, but very, very occasionally, usually not during the week. And yeah, I just have to make sure that I eat enough protein to be full. And I always have a salad. And there's like all sorts of varieties of salads out there. Now with my plan, I have to eat greens. At this stage, I'm not eating any tomatoes because they're high in sugar. And also when I have my salad, I would have, let's say, a little bit of lemon and olive oil, but I would not have any dressing with it because sometimes I find that with a dressing that has so many calories, you may as well go and have a Big Mac, you know, just forget the dressing, just have the salad. After I have my lunch, I love having some flavored sparkling water. I used to drink a lot of Diet Coke and Coke Zero and Pepsi Max and all that. I love a little bit of flavored drink, but these are not good when you are trying to lose some weight because they just spike up your system and you're actually craving more sweets. So I stopped having all those diet drinks, even though I love them. And I started having flavored sparkling water. Like I would have lemon Perrier that's available right now or apple flavored Perrier. And there's some new Voss waters that I'm into. There's one with tangerine that's amazing, but somehow it's always sold out. And just something, you know, I love the sparkling water, a little bit of flavor, and it kind of feels like the closest healthy alternative to a diet drink. So I'll have my flavored drink and then I will have a decaf espresso. So I still have my double espresso in the morning, fully caffeinated. But then throughout the day, I probably have about 3 or 4 espressos. I have an espresso machine in the office. And when I feel I need a little bit of a boost, I would just have an espresso. And that makes me feel like, you know, I'm having something. I love the flavor of good quality coffee. I do it in the office, so I know the quality of the coffee is good. And I will have water throughout the day. So So I have a snack mid-afternoon, which is my protein shake. If I haven't had the chance to make my protein shake because I've been running around in meetings all morning and I can't carry a protein shake with me all day until 3 p.m., I have some Greek yogurt in the fridge. Also, I love soy yogurt without any sugar in it, and I would have that. I would put a bit of cinnamon, some berries, and that's a really nice mid-afternoon snack. I also have a selection of nuts. So my nutritionist said that macadamia nuts are really good, and I have some of them. They're really expensive though, and I don't know why macadamia nuts are so expensive. I used to have cashew nuts, and I would have like bags and bags, but she said that I should sort of stay away from cashew nuts for a little bit. Maybe they have high sugar, I don't know. And yeah, so I have a handful of nuts if I'm really hungry. Now, with this diet plan, and generally speaking, I find that I need to have my dinner really early. So my ideal time for dinner is about 7 p.m. I cannot wait longer. And if I wait longer, it means that I will start getting hungry at around 6. So I would start eating more nuts or more snacks. And that's not good because it all adds up. Dinner is usually some sort of fish. I love salmon. I also like steamed cod with tons of vegetables. Now, I find that evenings are the hardest part of the day for me when it comes to food. I've had full-on day, you know, crazy day, and dinner and evening is the time that I'm kind of into emotional eating. And in the past, it would be I would eat my dinner, and then I would have like a small bag of pretzels, or I would have a bit of chocolate. I would have like a lot of nuts, and I wasn't even hungry. I would have this food just to make me feel good and give me some energy, because I find by the end of the day I have zero energy, and to keep me even stay awake until I go to bed around 10, 11, I would have to keep eating to just give me that energy to be awake and feel good. So that's my hardest time of the day that I need to restrain myself from overeating. And what my nutritionist has advised me is to just eat more protein. So one meal is not enough. So let's say if I have my fish and vegetables, then I would have, like last night, I had a protein shake as well, that chocolate protein shake that tastes delicious. And then I still was hungry, so I had some Greek yogurt with berries and cinnamon. So I've actually had a lot to eat, but it was all low-fat protein, and that made me feel satisfied. You know, I've had the food that I needed, and I didn't have to go into eating lots of nuts or fruit or anything that would sort of mess up my diet. So that's overall my plan. I know now I'm on a nutrition plan, but even if I'm not on a nutrition plan, it's not very dissimilar. Sometimes I would eat good carbs, like I love sweet potatoes and I love quinoa. So if I'm not on a nutrition plan, I would have some of this. But right now, because I am still trying to lose those 5-6 pounds, I am a little bit more cautious, and I don't have those carbs, which, you know, in a way I don't miss them. If I have enough protein and enough vegetables, it's absolutely fine. And one thing I have to say, since I started this diet, I actually feel lighter. I feel less bloated. I feel I have more clarity of mind. So in a way, it's really helping me. Another thing is, because I'm eating a lot of greens, I haven't had a cold for the last 3 months. And I know I've just said this, and probably tomorrow I'm going to have a cold and I jinx myself. But I do find that I feel so much better and kind of in control of my body. Whereas when I was eating carbs and a bit more sugar, I wasn't feeling great all the time. So that's an extra bonus of this new nutrition plan. And in terms of how it went, and I feel like it's with everyone who's on a diet, you start the diet and you go into a great sort of streak of 2 to 3 weeks of everything goes great, and then you start substituting food and being a little bit more relaxed, and then you start going backwards. And it happened to me around, I think around week 3, and I said, okay, this is not working anymore. I'm gonna start again and follow the diet to the T. And I've done this for another 3 weeks and it went well. And I was kind of down 3 pounds, which was really good. I had another 2 pounds to go. And then I had this trip to LA a couple of weeks ago, and that really put me backwards as well. I had the jet lag. I was eating one more meal a day to keep me going. I was waking up on all crazy hours, and obviously I was staying in a hotel, so I wasn't able to have my own kitchen and have my own shakes and my own food. So when I travel, things get a lot more tricky. Yeah, so, you know, I guess traveling is really hard when you are on a nutrition plan. So when I was in LA, I had to deal with a 7-hour jet lag, lack of sleep, being hungry at unusual hours, and staying at a hotel where I didn't have my own kitchen to prepare my meals as I usually would. And in the past, you know, I remember my last trip to New York, it was Fashion Week, and I discovered this protein bars that I was really obsessed with. And I thought, you know what, I'll get a bunch of protein bars and I would have them as snacks, or if I wasn't able to have lunch at a regular time, I would have those bars. But
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Honestly, you know, I mean, it sounds like a good idea, but I do find even some of the healthiest of those bars, they're loaded with sugar, whether this is additional sugar or they use dates or some sort of sweetener. They're just a lot of sugar. So I just don't feel they were good for me. And when I was back in New York, I had some weight. I put on some weight just because of eating those protein bars. So what I do, which I always do, when I travel is when I arrive at my hotel, I empty the minibar from all the trash and go to a Whole Foods or a grocery store in the area, and I get organic turkey slices, hard-boiled eggs, Greek yogurt and some berries, and a small selection of nuts. And I have this in my fridge, and I just, when I'm hungry in between meals, I try to have my own snacks and just avoid having those protein bars. And I don't know, maybe one of you has found some amazing protein bars you can share with me, but to this date, I just haven't found anything that's anywhere close to actual real food. Now, it was about a month into the diet, and my husband was saying how he was kind of missing having carbs, and are we ever going to be able to have pizza again in our lives, and all that. So I speak to my nutritionist and we said, you know what, we'd love to have some pizza and we're missing it. So she said, if you are to have something outside your diet, you should have it in the evening. So one day we decided, you know what, we're going to break our diet and tonight we're going to order pizza and fully indulge. I did some research and I found a low-fat pizza so I wouldn't totally mess up. And we came back home from work, we ordered the pizza, and I have to tell you that neither of us enjoyed it as much as we thought. And I feel that once you train your body to eat healthy, it does react when you go back to junk food. We both felt bloated, couldn't sleep that night, and the next day we woke up feeling sluggish. But anyway, we had our pizza, and you know what? It wasn't a big deal. And after having it, well, it was that low-fat pizza, so it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't the best of pizzas in any case. But yeah, I mean, you know, it felt good for like 5 minutes. But then the feeling after having it wasn't great. So it was like, okay, we had our pizza and now let's just go back into eating healthy and, you know, no biggie. So I am about, I would say, 2 pounds away from my ideal weight. So I'm doing well. I went back and forth a couple of times and now I'm probably on my third kind of go of following this nutrition plan. I would probably give it 3 to 4 weeks to get to my ideal weight, and then I'm going to go back to the nutritionist and just adjust it and see what other foods I can add to still follow a healthy nutrition plan. But obviously I need to add some elements of a little bit of fat and a little bit of healthy carbs, but I'm probably going to do this in a month when I've reached my ideal weight. Now, going into my fitness plan. So I haven't really changed it much. And a lot of people ask me if I do cardio. I've said it before, I hate cardio. The core of my workout is strength training, meaning training with weights or my own body weight. And the way that this works is that when you build muscle, you boost your metabolism and you end up burning calories. Cardio burns calories immediately, but does nothing to improve your metabolism. And so you just need to do cardio all the time to keep it up. When you have lean muscle, you end up burning more calories, just getting on with your day. So in my mind, this is a more efficient way to keep in shape. I also hate cardio because I hate sweating and I hate being out of breath. However, I do recognize the benefits of cardio and it's very important to keep our heart healthy. And so I do try to add a walk or two during the weekend and I try to do 2 to 3 20-minute sessions on a stationary bike that I have at home. I used to do spinning, but I'm just so bored of it and I just have the stationary bike which does the job. You know, sometimes I'm into it and sometimes I'm on my Instagram and then doing a bike. And in my mind, I'm doing something. You know, I could be just sitting down on a sofa. I am on a bike. And if I'm on Instagram, it takes my mind off working out and it does the job. You know, that's that. And that's all I can do. My workout week is as follows, and I mainly do classes. I used to do personal training in the past, but I find that for me, working out is a form of meditation. I usually do it first thing in the morning to get it out of the way. And I really like to go into a class. I like when there's low lights, when there's great music to get me into the mindset of the day. And I feel with personal training classes, you know, you have to have a conversation with a PT, and, you know, as much as, you know, you like your PT, I am just not in the mood of having interesting conversation every day. And also, you know, it's rude to go and not talk. So I'd much rather go into a class, you know, just be on my own, my thoughts, the music. I don't have to speak to anyone. And that's my form of meditation. So I just, I have to do classes, and that's the only way that I can work out. So I mainly do classes. Monday and Tuesday are my big days because it's coming back from the weekend. My body has a lot of energy. I've also rested during the weekend, and I go big with weights. Monday is upper body and Tuesday is my lower body day. And if I have those 2 days, then everything else during the week is extra, but I have to have 2 really good days on a Monday and a Tuesday. Wednesday depends how I feel. If I'm still feeling it, I may do a lighter full body day. Thursday is a day off, and I may do some extra time on my stationary bike. And Friday is a TRX body weight day. On the weekends, I try to relax as I'm usually exhausted by Friday. Saturday is a super light day. I may do an hour's stretching because by Saturday, my muscles are just so sore from the week and I'm not feeling it. And I do find that's a nice day to do cardio. So I go on YouTube and I just find all sorts of stretching videos. I do have some issues with my lower back, so I may find some stretching to help my lower back and my hamstrings. And it's a really nice way to incorporate some stretching, which I don't have time to do it during the week. If I have an hour, I need to go and do a proper workout. But during the weekend, I can fit it in. I have my mat at home. I go on YouTube and it just feels good. And it's something that I started doing regularly, usually on a Saturday, and it works out really well. I have tried yoga in the past, but I have to say I am not a big fan. You know, whenever I do it, I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy the stretching element of it, but you go to yoga class and sometimes you don't know what to expect. You know, there's all those inversions, people are upside down, there's all different levels, and, you know, I'm kind of not into that. I want like a simple stretching yoga class, and I feel like these days, these are very, very difficult to find. So I don't know, I haven't found a yoga class that I really enjoy, and it's too much for me. So I do my own stretching at home, and I don't have to go out and get ready or go to a studio. So I do my own stretching, which actually works really well and saves me a lot of time and money. Now, another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the supplements that I take. And again, I am not a nutritionist, I'm not a health expert, I'm just sharing what I do. So I do try to get all my vitamins from food, my protein, my nuts and vegetables, rather than depend on supplements, but I do take a few supplements. I take the majority of my supplements after breakfast. I take vitamin D in liquid form as I live in London and we have limited sunlight, and I want to ensure I have enough vitamin D in my body. It's great, you know, to prevent infections and sort of boost your immune system as daylight does. So I've seen a huge difference after I started taking vitamin D. I also take iron, which I found it's really helpful, especially as I work hard with weights and I felt really exhausted after a weight session. So now by taking iron, I feel I have a lot more strength. And for my immune system, I take vitamin C every day. and a turmeric supplement, which is great for inflammation. And again, because I work out a lot, there's all sorts of inflammation going on in my body. And I find that turmeric is just amazing. I take it as a supplement. Sometimes I put turmeric in my food, even in my espresso, and I do a turmeric espresso. And it's a great, great herb for inflammation. In the evening, I take probiotic supplements with my food, and I also take a magnesium and calcium supplement before I go to bed, and that helps me sleep better. So these are all the supplements I take right now. And the last thing I want to talk about, I get a lot of questions on what gear do I wear at the gym and if I do any makeup at all. So I am very much into the Adidas Boost shoes, and this is not an ad. I just really love how they're super light and they make me work out better. So I have them. I have currently have three pairs, three different colors that I change. Well, look, you have to wear a different pair of shoes every day to let the shoe breathe. So I alternate them every other day. And then I love Lululemon pants, and they're great. And I would match this with a bra top or a black tank top. I usually wear black. I don't like to wear much color. Just keep it easy and plain. And when it comes to makeup, I don't really do a lot of makeup, but I would use the Rodial Dragon's Blood SPF 15 Daily Moisturizer. I like an SPF on my face at all times. And I would just put a little bit of a diamond concealer, shade 30, Rodial Diamond Concealer, under my eyes and use on any areas that I want to conceal. It literally takes me 20 seconds. And then I would do suede lips in Calabasas. So I want to have a little bit of color. You know, I would never do full on makeup, but I want to look good. I want to feel good when I go to the gym. So yeah, just a little bit of makeup, it helps. So here you have it. This is my nutrition plan right now and my workout plan. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I will see you next week.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.